this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, dormouses, camels, argalies, civets, orangutans, reindeers, I don't care if they belong to Xander or not, any other mammals, chickadees, bush tits, herons, penguins, any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, centipedes, or geckos. Stupid geckos. We should ship them all to Antarctica. Maybe the penguins will eat them. Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the trailblazing. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you're a loser. And Santa ain't bringing you nothing you want. You can catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com and hope that maybe next year he'll take pity on you, but, you know, Santa probably not. Anyways, speaking of Santa, so, iguana has been banned from the mall between November 1st and Boxing Day. Some sort of fascist bullshit because of my prior attempts to intimidate the mall Santa. You know, so I tried to light the bastard on fire a few times, and now they're stomping all over Iggy's rights. Boxing Day. Boxing Day is useless because the mall Santa has already run away to avoid being accountable for his failures to do his duty and bring Iggy the weapons of mass destruction Iguana keeps asking for. Anyway, I won't be dissuaded from making my list of demands known to Santa. Clearly Iggy needs a cat's paw to deliver them, and since Georgie refused, and technical support monkey is pretty much useless for this kind of thing, I had to call up Mr. Heidel and see if maybe he could do it. Well, no, he says he hates going near the mall any time of year and absolutely refuses to go there now. But he did tell me I could mail my list to Santa at the North Pole. Yeah. Well, at least he offered to mail my letter to Santa for me, because, you know, the mailbox isn't at the mall, so he's willing to go to the mailbox. Anyway, so on Friday, Mr. Heidel came by to fetch my letter to the North Pole Santa. Not only that, he brought me a pound of strawberries.
Early Christmas present, Zomo. I ain't gonna be here at Christmas.
Well, Ick immediately started stuffing Iggy's face, but still I asked, where are you gonna be then? You know, in between munching the strawberries. And he says,
going to Winnipeg.
Jesus H. Christ, why? Why would you go to Winnipeg outside of July and August? Why would anyone go there?
Family's there. Gotta go visit them.
Well, go in the summer.
I do. Christmas is in December.
So tell them to come out here.
No, doesn't make sense for the whole clan to come here rather than me go there.
Mr. Heidel, you do realize there's snow there, right?
It only just started snowing a couple days ago. Might be maybe a foot of it by Christmas.
Well, still, it's a frozen hell there.
Minus 14 today. Actually not as bad as some years.
Mr. Heidel, that's like saying getting shot to death isn't as bad as getting burnt alive.
Might be cold, but they have indoor heating, you know.
Well, yeah, but you look outside the windows and you see the cold out there.
Well, then don't look out the windows. Watch TV.
Well, I guess he's gotta go. I guess it's kind of like I gotta go make nice with Georgie's relatives at Christmas. Well, at least I get to steal cookies and pie filling from them. So I asked him, do they at least feed you good treats there? And he says,
yeah, Mom makes all sorts of treats, lots of good food.
And he said, well, I still think you should tell them to come out here.
Mm, too expensive. Besides, I don't want them all hanging out at my house.
Well, that's a fair point, I guess. It was about that time, by the way. Speaking of annoying people hanging out at your house, when Georgie emerged from her studio into the entryway where I was talking with Mr. Heidel, she was wearing sweatpants and a tank top and no makeup. She even had a splotch of blue paint across her forehead, and I looked at her and I said, "Damn it, Georgie, that's not how you put makeup on." "Shut up, Samo, it's just paint." And I go to her, would it kill you to put on heels and a dress, Georgie? I'm trying to marry you off, for Christ's sakes." Well, Georgie scowled and was starting to say something when Mr. Heidel butt in and he asked her what she's painting. Well, she starts mumbling something about it as a commission for some dumb dance studio, and I don't know, she's trying to capture the freedom of spinning motion, some such crap. I don't know, I tend to automatically tune Georgie out and only listen for keywords like lunch and banana and pizza. Well, you know, I guess Mr. Heidel hasn't quite managed this kind of selective listening, though. Or at least certainly not mastered it, because he followed her into her studio and he was listening to her blathering all about her stupid art crap for what seemed like forever. Kind of annoying, you know? I was busy talking to Mr. Heidel and here Georgie comes and wrecks it. Anyway, I think I heard him say something about his brother runs some stupid art gallery in Toronto, and then Georgie seemed all interested because I guess it's one of them highfalutin gallery things, you know, with the retarded pictures that don't look like anything, and she wants to get her crappy art in there. Well, I guess now Georgie's gonna have to condescend herself to be nice to Mr. Heidel so she can go do business with his brother. On the plus side, since Georgie was distracted blathering about her stupid-ass paintings, she never noticed the big thing of strawberries, and I managed to gorge myself on them. And then when I knew I definitely couldn't stuff any more mouthfuls down my gullet, I stashed the rest of the berries in a little cooler I have in the corner of my secret basement lab. And I didn't get noticed by the treat Gestapo Georgie. Hell, they were still blathering about stupid art crap, and I went into the studio, held my nose, you know, so I don't have to smell the paint fumes, and I found Georgie's purse in her wallet, and I even managed to liberate $5 from Georgie's purse, and she never noticed. They were too busy blathering about dadism, surrealism, abstract, who cares? Anyways, $5, not a bad payday. Oh, and it reminds me of the $5 thing. So Wednesday, Mrs. Churchman and her dumb church choir friends were going around door to door singing stupid Christmas songs and collecting donations for some sort of human charity crapola, who cares. Anyways, she got really pissy when I asked her if the whole dreaming of a white Christmas thing is, you know, code for powdering her nose. I mean, because that's not a very wholesome thing to be promoting at the holidays. To children and all, because there were, you know, little monkeys in amongst the bigger monkeys in the choir warbling along with these stupid songs. Well, Mrs. Churchman wasn't thrilled about that. "It's a song about snow, demon." Yeah. Snow. Iguana knows all about that kind of snow. I came here from Colombia, you know. Anyway, she got mad. She got even madder when I told her she got the words wrong anyway. Come on, we all know it's not supposed to be white Christmas. That's stupid. It's supposed to be green Christmas. All us iguanas know full well. And then, you know, I figured because obviously Mrs. Churchman and her choir don't, because they're stupid, I figured I would be nice and explain it to them, so I sang the proper words to Mrs. Churchman in the choir. Well, Georgie got pissed off for me supposedly being rude, but, you know, I'm just singing the proper words. Anyways, sing along with me. You all know how it goes. Eggs dreaming of a green Christmas. Give Iggy lots and lots of dough, where the coins all glisten, and Iggy's listening to hear your credit card info. Iggy's dreaming of a green Christmas, so Iggy's bank balance can thrive. Ig likes 20s, 100s, and 5s. Just not any use to snort up lines, 'cause they don't want your filthy monkey snot on my money, Mrs. Churchman. Ig likes 20s, 100s, and 5s. Iggy needs them now to pay some bribes. Well, you know, needless to say, the stupid humans, stupid chimps, didn't exactly take the hint and give me any money. Or maybe I was right about the true meaning of white Christmas, and they knew all the bills they had on them had monkey snot on them from cocaine use, and, well, therefore, they figured they'd do the right thing and spare me the gross out. But, yeah, you know, the new Canadian money you can actually hose off because it's made out of plastic. But, yeah, that doesn't really fit in with the lyrics. Anyway. Time for another nap. So that's it for this week's show. Next week, I guess I'll be telling you all about just how much Christmas sucked here in the frozen north. Even though I don't think we're going to have snow here in Vancouver, but it's still going to be freaking cold. Anyways, I got to go hang out with Georgie's relatives. Yeah, but I'll complain about that next week. So anyways, talk at G-Wigs next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zumal the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you beat them severely. And you warn them, Santa ain't going to bring them anything they want when they snoop through your stuff. Even if it's on their computer, that's beside the point. Anyways, you can go to my website, ZomalTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.